Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. As you heard in the background, that was the theme from a cool Western, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. What's going on here on the show? We are doing our Super Bowl 49 food show. We're going to the Wild Wild West, as we call it, the Wild Wild West show. We go to Glendale, Arizona. Today is January the 31st. The Super Bowl is tomorrow. Yes, welcome to our show. And we talk to, basically, we talk to a couple people there in Glendale, Arizona as we speak. We talk to Chef Eddie. What happens every year when the Super Bowl goes on, the NFL holds the Taste of the NFL. Many chefs from all over the United States, they come together for a hunger relief program for a cause, and they kind of give of themselves, their chef skills, their talent. And Chef Eddie has been to many of these events, many year after year of just giving and having great stories and meeting great people. We have him on our show today telling us about what's going on in Glendale, Arizona for the Super Bowl. Yes, and then we go to a food truck with Alice Roach. John and Alice Roach, they own a food truck in Arizona, and they have their food truck is called White Eyes Fresh Fry Bread. And I had to say that again, White Eye Fresh Fried Bread. Yes, that's like a tongue twister, but I had to say it two times. But here's our show. This is our Super Bowl show. Last time we did a show in New York when they had the New York City, and the two teams that are in it, New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. And that's why I had to play my Wild Wild West song, because that's what's going on now. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good Super Bowl. And we want to make sure we cover the food there at the Super Bowl there in Glendale, Arizona. So listen, let's go back to our music, our theme music for the Wild Wild West. And we'll be back with more here on Flavor Living Radio. Welcome back to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant. Back to our show. This is our show. Listen, we want to go straight to Chef Eddie. Now, just a little bit more about it, what's going on as far as the Taste of the NFL. Within the Taste of the NFL, there are chefs that are from Arizona. And now there are chefs from all over the United States. But within Arizona, to represent the state of Arizona, they have an area called the Flavor of the Valley. Yes, they use the flavor. What a word. The Flavor of the Valley. And Chef Eddie, who lives in Arizona, is a part of that crew. It's a crew about five chefs who are from Arizona representing the tastes and the... I'm saying too much. Let's go to our interview. Chef Eddie for the Super Bowl 49 food show.
Okay. Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. We're in, as far as Glendale, Arizona, right?
Uh-huh.
And we are on the phone with Chef Eddie. And this event that they're having there in Glendale, Arizona, is called the Flavor of the Valley. So I wanted to call to find out about the Flavor of the Valley. Chef Eddie, can you tell us about the Flavor of the Valley that's going on for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I sure can, Brian. Thanks for calling me. First of all, the Flavor of the Valley is sort of a small arm of the Taste of the NFL. 32 teams represented by 32 celebrity chefs come together the night before the Super Bowl and have a dinner called Taste of the NFL where all the money goes to hunger relief. This is our 24th year doing this, but this year they decided to do something else. They always invite a few chefs from the different places that the Super Bowl is being held, so you sort of get them involved too. But this year is my last year doing it for the Arizona Cardinals, so I was retiring this year as that chef, and we sort of passed the torch to Bo McMillan, and they decided to create the Taste of Arizona for us, so this is sort of my last year. So we, four other chefs, including myself, are going to be serving food at the Taste of the NFL tomorrow. But these four other chefs that are involved have to work hard at it because they're not only great chefs in their own right, but they did some fundraising and raised money that goes right to hunger relief. So they worked hard at it. You know, it wasn't certain like they walked into it. They worked very hard at it to get chosen to be a part of the Chefs of the Flavor of Arizona. And it's going to be a fun event. So other than the other 32 stations you can go to, now there's going to be 6 to 5 other stations as sort of the Taste of Arizona, because our tastes are different than a lot of other people.
Wow. So, you know, tell us about the Arizona. You know, I know it's a Western, it's kind of a West Coast. Is it like a Asian spicy?
No. The Southwestern flavors here. There's a lot of Native American influences. There's Mexican influences. There's a lot of the Southwestern influence that draws from New Mexico, Arizona, you know, Southern Wyoming. And it's sort of a cowboy town. And, you know, it's we've always been known as being sort of a cowboy town. But what is cowboy food? Everybody thinks of big steaks and beans.
Yeah, that's what I think. You know, when you look at Bonanza or you know.
Right. Absolutely. But the reality is, there's a lot of different flavors that have come to Arizona, and the biggest influence there has to be the Hispanic influence and the Native American influence. So the uses of poblano chilies and serrano chilies and cilantro and avocado and cumin and cinnamon and all are incorporated. Of course, they use some of the native plants and native herbs like sage, like thyme, wild sage, like thyme, nopalitos, which are the cactus petals, cactus pear, the fruit that comes from those, papitas, which are toasted pumpkin seeds, pine nuts. They grow a lot of them down in Tucson. So there's a lot of different flavors, and over the years, it has evolved. So it used to be a cowboy sort of taco fan place.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, our chefs rival anyone in this country, and that's obvious because we've had quite a few chefs victorious on Iron Chef, beating those chefs from New York and from all around.
Okay. So they're like, hey, we're going to bring what we have here in the West, we're going to bring it to the forefront of, you know, Iron Chef on TV, and we're just going to compete and see what happens, you know?
Absolutely. We've done it. We compete very well. You know, there are a lot of chefs in the Valley that over the years have sort of paved the way for some younger chefs doing it. And it's awesome. Listen, us older chefs could have never done it without the help of people like Roxanne Sacos, who doesn't even cook anymore, or Vincent, you know, which I call him the godfather. And you know, we all come up through the ranks. We all bring our own flavors. You know, I brought a lot of Mediterranean flavors. You know, nobody ever saw hummus in a high-end restaurant, or a Moroccan harissa or shamoula. And so we all brought something to the Valley. But the main foundation has been Southwestern flavors. Very proud of it. I love, you know, I grew up in Massachusetts.
That's unique. From Massachusetts to Arizona.
Total extreme. But I consider myself an Arizonan. I love it here. I love the state, and I'm very proud of it. And I was, you know, this year when I decided that's it, I'm done, I don't want to do this anymore, it was a little sad. You know, I was at the food bank the other day, that a lot of the money, 20% of the proceeds that we raised tomorrow night will go to hunger relief. And it's a little sad because, you know, I spent a lot of time doing this, and it's like, you know what, it's time, I'm ready. And, you know, it's time to move on to different things.
Wow. Now, yeah. I saw that there was a Chef Arthur Kraft.
There was a what?
There's four other chefs that are representing the Arizona area.
Yeah, yeah. The guys from Wigwam, which is a great resort out on the west side.
Okay.
Four Peaks Brewing Company, which is, you know, one of the forerunners in microbreweries, and a couple other guys too that have real Dos Gringos, which is a world-renowned bar. It's a huge party bar.
Okay.
They specialize in Mexican food, and so these people work hard to raise money, and they raise the most money out of anybody. And plus, it's not always about the money, though. It's how they are represented, and they've always represented themselves. They've always been great philanthropists and give back to the community, and that's what it's about.
Wow. So listen, you've been to many. So you have been to many football events and sporting events and cooked for many events.
Yeah.
What was your best event and as far as Super Bowl or NFL game?
Well, I have to tell you. I can't really say which one was my best, because every year there seems to be something a little bit better.
Yeah. I remember last year was in New York City. You know, New York City they had.
Yeah, I have to tell you something. New York City, you know, they talked about one of the shelters that people, or the food banks that people can come get, and the story behind it is incredible. You know, you got to even think about Arizona. St. Mary's is the first food bank in the country. So they left its imprint. You know, if it wasn't for St. Mary's, who knows where we would be right now.
Mm.
So every year it's a little different, but I will tell you, every year that becomes memorable to me always has to surround a circumstance or something that has to do with a child. And it's, you know, somebody not know, you know what, you know, last year it really came to my attention when I was talking to this little boy and we were doing an interview with him, and I was cooking with him, and he said, you know, we're talking about school. And he said, I really love school or whatever. And, you know, it's great to see a little 7-8-year-old. And they're not telling you any stories. They're telling you exactly what it is.
Right.
It's very pure coming from them. And I said, why do you like school so much? Are you a good student? He said, no, I really don't like to study a lot. They give me a lot of homework. What I like is I like the food. I said, you do? He said, yeah, that's why I eat a lot on Friday, because then I don't eat sometimes till Monday. Saturday and Sunday, this little boy does not eat. And because their family doesn't have enough money to eat.
Oh,
or
wow.
The food banks are closed. So, no one would ever think, you know. Or you see a few years ago, when we were in Houston, we talked to this girl that we followed around one day, and we noticed that something was a little different about her, because everybody was leaving the cafeteria and she was walking in against the traffic, and lo and behold, she's pulling leftover pizza out of the garbage that wasn't soiled, but she was putting it in her pocket, and it was on a Friday, so she would have something to eat instead of what was at home.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's not only little kids, it's, you know, elderly people that, you know, don't have enough money for medicine or food. I mean, it's just a whole big thing, you know.
Wow.
It's a whole big thing. So the vicious circle that we go around with.
So. Wow. So you're saying, hey,
yeah,
the event is bigger than itself as far as what it has created, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's what it has done is brought a lot of awareness. But I will tell you this. It's a sad state of affairs that we, being the biggest superpower in the world, that we have anybody that goes hungry in our country. It's a sad state of affairs when that happens, but it is a reality, and, you know, we need to do something about this.
Wow. Well, Chef Eddie, I mean, tell us, what are you seeing there? I mean, tell us about what's going on there in Glendale, Arizona. It's the Super Bowl. You know, today is Friday, and the Super Bowl is happening around the corner in 48 hours. What's been going on? What's the buzz there in Arizona?
The buzz here is everybody, this is going to go down as probably the highest or the most, the Super Bowl that's tickets are scalped so high. Hold on. So anyhow, I mean, the buzz is obviously Seattle and New England having a battle.
Yes,
Who's the running back for Seattle that won't talk to the media? What's his name?
The Beast Mode.
Marcel Wentz.
Yes.
Which I think is just, you know, a shame, because there's somebody that should, you know, should be thankful for everything that's given to him, and he creates a stir, and
So he's creating the stir there in Arizona, like he's not talking to the media there too.
You want to know something that just shows how inconsiderate he is and what how just backwards it is. You know, like he's paid millions of dollars.
Wow.
It blows your mind. Yeah, it just blows your mind. It's just, you know what? That's creating a lot of stir. And I will want to go on record saying that I hope New England kicks Seattle's butt. Because I'm from that.
You heard it. You heard that on Flavor of Living Radio, everyone. You guys, everybody here on air.
I'll say it right now.
Chef Eddie said this. All right.
Get Marshall Lynch and all those guys at Seattle. I'll say it right to them in front of them. Because I got that Boston strong New England Patriots behind me.
I got you. Wild, Wild West right there in Arizona. Wow. So that's the buzz. I know since it's close to California, I saw there was like 138 parties and celebrities coming in. I know every year there's celebrities, but it's close. Arizona is close to California, and so it's going to be a lot of
right. Well, every ball of celebrities go, but you're right. It's close. Actually, Mark Wahlberg's coming in tonight for the restaurant, so it's pretty cool. Which has to lead me to. I love talking to you, pal, and you can call me anytime. But I got to get cooking, man.
All right, man. Well, thanks, Chef Eddie, for being on our show on Flavor Living Radio. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you. Call me anytime. Listen, when you call, I drop everything, brother.
All right.
You know, you're the king.
All right, man.
Call me. It's like Ryan's on the phone. Says, man, I got to get a hold of him.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for being on our show. All right.
There you have it. That was Chef Eddie from Glendale, Arizona, the Super Bowl 49. Man, he was just kind of just telling us what is going on for the different events and the taste of the NFL, what they're doing to help people, the youth, children, adults, just everyone. And I'm glad they continue holding this event each year. And, this year's Super Bowl, again, is in Glendale, Arizona. Next year's in San Francisco. I want to tell everybody Super Bowl 50. But today's event is Super Bowl 49, Seahawks versus the Patriots. And I thought, listen, we need to have our own halftime show here on Flavor Living Radio. So we're going to have an intermission. Everybody kind of relax. Get refreshments here while we're broadcasting. And this is our halftime show on Flavor, on the Flavor.
Hear our voice and you hear our sound. Like thunder, the 110's gonna shake the ground with Katy Perry's Roar.
Welcome back from the halftime show here on The Flavor. This is Bryant. So, listen, we're going into our second half of our Wild Wild West show of Super Bowl foods that's going on in Glendale, Arizona. We talked to a food truck. Let me make sure I got everything here. Yes, we talked to a food truck, Alice Roach, John and Alice Roach. They have a food truck in Arizona, and they're at Glendale right now, where the Super Bowl's at. And they have their name of their food truck is called White Eyed Fresh Fried Bread. Yes, we have them on here on our show, the second half of our show, and we hope you like. And here is Alice Roach and their food truck.
Welcome back to Flavor Living Radio. We are in Glendale, Arizona for the Super Bowl that's happening, Super Bowl 49. And on the phone, we have Alice Roach. Alice and John Roach, they own a food truck called White Eyes Fresh Fry Bread. Is that right?
Correct.
How are you doing, Alice? Welcome to our show, Flavor Living Radio. How's it?
Doing good.
How's it going there in Arizona?
Oh, it's raining a little bit, but it's okay.
Wow, how's the Super Bowl? I mean, you guys have the Super Bowl there now.
Yes, we have the Super Bowl also. That's on Sunday, but it should be clear on Sunday. It shouldn't be raining, but it's been beautiful.
Now, tell us about your food truck, White Eye Fresh Fried. What a name.
We have a Navajo-style fried bread. And we have different toppings. We have beans, ground beef, cheese, lettuce, salsa. Or we have all the sweet ones, which is powdered sugar, honey, cinnamon sugar, chocolate. Because we're at the chocolate affair.
So you meaning these are different types of breads, right?
These are different types of toppings on your Navajo-style fried bread.
Ah, wow. So, wow, how long have you been in as far as business? How did you start the idea?
Oh, I lived in Window Rock, Arizona, which is the capital of Navajo Nation.
Okay.
And we lived there for a few years, but we've had our first food truck for 8 years, and 2 years ago we built two more, so we have 3 food trucks.
Wow, and you're in the right place at the right time, because the Super Bowl's there. Super Bowl's right there.
Yes, it's right here. It would take us about 6 minutes to get there.
Now, you said you're at I saw that one of the Super Bowl events is like it's a chocolate type of festival, chocolate festival?
Yes, it's downtown Glendale. It's on, we're on 58th and Palm Air. And that is going on today and tomorrow. They're from 10 to 10.
Is it called Chocolate Festival or Chocolate?
It's called Chocolate Affair.
Chocolate Affair, that's what it is.
Yeah, and everything's chocolate. Beep. Town on 59th and Glendale.
Now, so how are you liking the Super Bowl crowd? Have you been meeting lots of people from everywhere? But have you been meeting some interesting people?
let's see. Interesting people, a lot of interesting people. Of course, they're all from out of state, and they're loving our weather because all we have is sprinkles in Arizona. And today's the only time we've had the sprinkle started, so they're loving it. We have a lot of, out-of-towners and a lot of parties going on.
So if I happen to be there, you know, at the food truck there, you know, give me a good, what should I order? If I'm, you know, first time there in Arizona, Glendale, you know, and I'm coming in for the Super Bowl. What should I order?
You should order an Indian taco, which is our most popular. It's a fried bread with homemade beans, and then we have a ground beef with the red sauce. Then we top it off with cheese, lettuce, and some homemade salsa.
Ah, so it's called
Indian taco.
An Indian taco. Yes. How about the drink? How about the drink? I gotta have a drink.
Well, we have Pepsi products. It could be Pepsi, Orange, Orange Crush, Dr. Pepper, Pyramid, chocolate.
All right. Okay. So I thought there was like an Arizona drink. Like, you guys have your tea. you see everywhere. Yes. Arizona Tea. So I thought,
Arizona Tea, yes.
You know, I thought you guys had Arizona. Well, I mean, are you guys picking your husband, yourself? Are you guys choosing a team you guys want for the Super Bowl or anything?
Seahawks.
Oh, you're going for the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be good.
Wish I would be going for the Cardinals, but they didn't make it.
Okay, yeah, okay. I know Larry Fitzgerald, and they will each year Arizona gets better now, you know?
Now, you know we had the Pro Bowl here, too.
Yes, I saw that.
It was fantastic.
So, man, I just want to, I got to say your name one more time because it's an awesome name to say. White Eyes, Fresh Fry Bread.
Correct.
Can you order it online or have it?
Yes, you can.
Can you tell our listeners where they can find you online?
Go on to our website at www.
Welcome back from talking with Alice Roach. John and Alice Roach, they own their food truck there, and they are, I know they are busy as we speak. They're busy right now. Her website, if you guys didn't want to catch that, is www.wefrybread.com. So if you want to order, I've never heard of the concept. I think the concept is really cool. That's why I, called their food truck to find out. The food trucks are a trend. They're starting to, in Hampton Roads, we're starting to get going. I know we have a couple here in Norfolk, Virginia, and we're going to be having some at the waterside. But in many different cities and locations and towns, the food trucks are, they're catching on big time. You know, I like restaurants, but food trucks are cool too, you know. Here at our show, thank you, for everyone listening to our show, our Wild Wild West Super Bowl 49 food show. And that was our show. That was the second half. We, who are you going to go for? The Super Bowl's up, Seahawks or the Patriots? There's a lot of controversial here, there. There's a lot of competition going on. It's a lot of defense, a lot of offense. Coach against coach. Awesome food from the West. This is it. This is going to be the game right here. Coming up tomorrow, Sunday. And thank you for tuning in to The Flavor. Tune in next week for some more. And we're starting to get our engines going here. And thank you. And drive safe and eat well. Happy Super Bowl. All right.